children, we just read about the jobs that angels do. I wonder if you heard a job there that you might like to do. For example, we're told that there are angels who have jobs in the church and in government and in people's homes. There are angel mothers who love to take care of the little children who die and raise them. And then they hand them off to other angels who love to take care of them when they're a little bit older. There are angels who love to receive children who die and come into the spiritual world, older children, and help them prepare for heaven. There are angels who love to receive good Christian grown-ups when they come into the spiritual world and show them and teach them the way to heaven. And there are other angels who love to lead people from other nations who are not Christians and teach them about the Lord and about heaven so they can come to heaven. There are angels who love to be with people when they're just dying and starting to wake up in the spiritual world, keeping them peaceful and in the thought of eternal life and protecting them from evil spirits so they can't come near them. There are other angels who love to be with people when they wake up in the spiritual world and welcome them and show them around and introduce them to friends and help them find places to live. There are angels who are like soldiers or policemen whom the Lord sends to guard the heavens. He even sends angels down into the hells to protect the evil spirits from beating each other up more than they should. That sounds like a really hard job, but the Lord gives them the strength and the wisdom to do it. The Lord sends angels to protect us too. Guardian angels protect us from evil spirits and guide our thoughts and feelings into the way to heaven as much as we're willing. So there's so many jobs that angels do. And if you didn't hear a job that sounds exactly like what you'd like to do, don't worry, because we read that there are countless jobs, way too many to count. And if you are a person who loves his neighbor as himself, someone who flees from doing evils because they are sins against the Lord and loves to be useful and help other people, the Lord has a job for you that will be just perfect, something that you're really good at and that you love doing. Now, we also read the Lord's parable about the rich man and Lazarus, which is also teaching us about the life after death. The story said there was this rich man who had big parties every day, but he would hardly even share the crumbs with poor Lazarus. And because he wouldn't share, when he died, he went to hell, while Lazarus went to heaven. Now, what is the Lord teaching us here? Well, one very important thing is he's showing us that the life after death is real, and that the way we live on earth makes the difference about what kind of life we're going to have after death, either a happy life in heaven or an unhappy life in hell. We see that people after death are people with whole bodies. They're not wispy ghosts or something. We can see that Lazarus is sitting in Abraham's lap, leaning his head against his chest because they're good friends and they love each other. And you can see that the rich man in hell lifts up his eyes and he sees Abraham and Lazarus in heaven. And he calls to them and talks to them. So obviously he has ears and a voice. And he says, please send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and put it on my tongue to cool me off. So obviously Lazarus has fingers and the rich man has a tongue and there's water in the spiritual world. We can see that from the Lord's parable. So we can tell that people are people. That's a great thing to know about the life after death. We can also see from the Lord's parable that there's three parts to the spiritual world, because there's heaven, where Abraham and Lazarus were, there's hell, where the rich man was, and Abraham says there's this great chasm or gulf or like a canyon in between heaven and hell, which the heavenly doctrine calls the world of spirits, where people make up their minds which way they want to go. And one more thing the Lord teaches us about the life after death in this parable is that it's very important for us to listen to Moses and the prophets, to think about eternal life and know that the way we live in this world is going to make the difference about whether we're happy or unhappy after death. Now, besides the life after death, the Lord is also teaching us a lesson about sharing, because the rich man didn't go to heaven because he wouldn't share. Now, we can think of ways that we can share, like if you're having a digging machine and you have having fun with it, and your brother comes along and says he wants a turn, then you can make sure that he gets a turn. Maybe you'll play with it a little more first, but you'll make sure that he gets his turn. You won't keep it all to yourself. Or if you're making something cool out of Legos, and your little brothers and sisters come along and they want to play too, you say, okay, you can play too, and I won't hog all the Legos for myself. Or maybe you'll arrange with your mother or father that you can finish what you're building all the way you want to finish it, and then afterwards you'll take it apart and let them play, or maybe in a few days or something like that. So they get a turn building something cool out of Legos too. There are so many ways that people share with each other. People make food for each other when someone is sick or when they've had a new baby. People share their clothes. They sometimes invite people to spend the night at their house. People give each other money when someone needs help. They'll come over to another person's house and do some cleaning or fix something that's broken. Sometimes they give their time and their energy, like to drive someone to the doctor or to take care of their children when they need help. Sometimes what people need is they just need someone to listen to them. And other times what they need is they want to hear some ideas and advice and brainstorm how to solve this problem. There are so many ways that people help each other by sharing. And one of the most universal, important ones is when we do a good job of whatever our daily work is, because that way we're sharing our love and our brains and our hands. We're helping everybody in the whole community when we do that. Now, something else that the Lord gives us to share with each other is His Word. And that's wonderful, because that helps people not just be happy in this world, but happy forever. So, for example, if you had a friend whose grandma died, and they were wondering what's happened to grandma, and they don't really know, then you might be able to point out this parable of the Lord's in Luke chapter 16 and say, look, you can see that people after death are people with whole human bodies. We go on living. And you can also point out that if you've lived a good life, as hopefully the grandma has, then you're going to be happy after death. Those are wonderful, important things to know that the Lord teaches that. Or another thing you can show is, the Lord wants everyone to come to heaven and be with Him. Like He says, in my Father's house, there are many places to stay. I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, there you may be also, and I will receive you to myself. You can point out what the Lord teaches, that the Lord created us for eternal life in heaven. And if the person would like to know more, then you might be able to share heaven and hell with them too. They can learn about the jobs that angels do. And they can learn about little children growing up in heaven and how old people in heaven become young, and so many more wonderful things about the spiritual world. Now, the Lord gives us everything we have. All the good things in our life come from Him. And we know that what the Lord loves most is to give the good things He has to other people. He doesn't want to keep them for Himself. He wants to give them to us. And so we can know that the more we can give the good things He gives to us to other people, the happier we're going to be. We're not going to be happy just by collecting stuff. That's not what's really going to make us happy. So the Lord wants us to think carefully and often about our eternal life. He wants us to think about that regularly, every day, by reading His Word. Because the more we think about our eternal life, the easier it will be for us to share with each other and do a good job of helping each other every day. The Lord says, seek first, make it your top priority, the kingdom of God and His justice, meaning the good life that leads to heaven. And all these things, all the worldly things we need, will be added to you. Amen.